Bush administration officials had hoped that the final weeks of their tenure would yield an agreement that would propel the six-party North Korea disarmament process into its conclusive stage. But they say North Korea resisted a draft verification plan supported by all the other participants, and the process is now stalemated unless there is a change of heart by Pyongyang. North Korea has partially disabled the reactor complex that produced plutonium for its small arsenal of nuclear weapons in return for energy aid from the other parties. After difficult negotiations, Pyongyang in June made a declaration of its nuclear activities and assets, upon which further disarmament steps and benefits for the communist state would be based. But efforts to come up with a plan to verify the North Korean disclosure have stalled amid a dispute between Washington and Pyongyang over whether samples can be taken from North Korean nuclear sites for outside analysis. Officials here say in this week's Beijing talks, North Korea would not accept a draft Chinese plan that allowed sampling among other verification steps. At a news briefing, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the process can go no farther unless Pyongyang accepts the draft.
North Korea said it could not at that meeting accept the draft. It could not initial the draft. All the parties said, okay, let's adjourn the meeting. Go back to capitals, think about it, and we'll keep working this process. But this is an indication, it's a public indication of how central to this process we view verification. Verification is absolutely essential to this process. And frankly, it is not going to be able to move forward without agreement on a verification protocol.
North Korea has said sampling would violate its sovereignty, and it has denied U.S. assertions that it verbally committed to the procedure at talks in October. Spokesman McCormick says the North Korean agreement was explicit.
We got a commitment, and we have very, very precise notes about those commitments, and we committed those to paper and also in the form of a memorandum for the record, if you will. So we know what was committed to during those discussions. But now we'll see if North Korea is willing to take the next step and to formalize that among the six.
A Chinese communique from the heads of delegation meeting said the six parties will hold another meeting at an early date, but it is unclear whether they will convene again before the change in U.S. administration's January 20th. At the White House, spokeswoman Dana Perino said the negotiating process had deteriorated because of North Korea's refusal to put verification pledges in writing, and she said the United States will rethink the reciprocal concessions upon which it is based. But the State Department's McCormick said he was unaware of any consideration of returning North Korea to the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism from which it was removed in October. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.